For more than three decades, the adventurous Kronos Quartet has pushed the envelope. With more than 40 recordings in their discography, the group has covered everything from Bartok and Shostakovich to rock and jazz renditions of Jimi Hendrix and Thelonious Monk pieces. They've commissioned hundreds of works from modern composers, and they run a nonprofit organization committed to expanding the string quartet repertoire. Lately, Kronos has been pushing cultural boundaries as well. Their last CD featured the singing of Bollywood legend Asher Bhosle, and on their newest, they're joined by Wu Man, who plays the Chinese lute called the pipa. The CD on Nonesuch Records is a six-part work by composer Terry Riley called The Cusp of Magic. Kronos violinist David Harrington and pipa player Wu Man join us from the studios of Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. First, welcome to the program, David.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And Wu Man, hello to you.
Hello. Thank you.
With us also is composer Terry Riley. He's in the studios of Carnegie Hall in New York. And hello to you.
Hi.
It's nice to have all of you here. David, I want to start with you because you and Terry Riley go way back. You've known each other since the late 70s, and Terry Riley has written some, 23 pieces for Kronos. David, why do you think this relationship has lasted so long?
You know, I enjoy playing Terry's music. Number one, I enjoy being with Terry and rehearsing with him and his ideas about life and music and people are always stimulating and thoughtful. As a composer, I just think he's stretching in places that people haven't stretched before.
And Terry, why don't I ask you the same question? Why has your relationship with David and Kronos lasted so long?
Well, I think right from the beginning, I felt a certain magic in David's work and in the work with the Kronos. And, you know, he brought me out of a long period where I wasn't notating music, and convinced me that I should start writing music, especially for string quartet. And I guess I just thought I was going to just be an improvising musician. And that very act greatly enriched my life.
This piece was commissioned by Kronos to celebrate your 70th birthday, which was in 2005. So how did you go about writing your own birthday composition?
You know, that wasn't the 70th birthday part wasn't too much on my mind, but I guess what was mainly on my mind was I knew that Wu Man was going to be a part of it, that it was not only going to be a string quartet, but it would include her pipa and her artistry, and she's someone who I've admired for a long time, and so that was kind of the biggest inspiration for getting started on The Cusp of Magic.
Man, you have actually brought the pipa into the studio. Describe it for us, and then give us a little demonstration of what it actually sounds like.
Okay. David actually always joke about it. It's a pear-shaped, lute-like instrument, and play very much like play a guitar or other plucky instrument using hand or the fingers. That's the tuning and the open strings. And I actually, if you see it, it will. My right hand has all the five kind of plastic fingernails on my hand. And, of course, the left hand, a lot of bending notes. So that's very Chinese.
Yeah. It's beautiful sounding, and it works so well in this piece. Do you get a reaction from Chinese listeners when they hear you playing this traditional instrument in this particular setting?
Of course, yes. Actually, we played in China last summer, and was amazing for audience, the experience we had. And people really enjoyed it, and they thought that was amazing, that pipa with the Western string and that kind of a combination never happened before in China.
There's also a very Native American feel to this piece, and the piece has been described as Rite of Midsummer. Terry Riley, tell us about that.
Well, the Native American connection would be the first movement where David, I gave David this peyote rattle that was given to me by this wonderful West Coast artist, Bruce Connor. He's a wonderful filmmaker and assemblage artist, and Bruce had given me this peyote rattle that was made by a medicine man in Kansas. I thought, you know, this really would be the way to start it out. If it's going to be a ceremony, like a shamanistic ceremony, the peyote rattle definitely rivets you with that feeling. And that deep drum and the peyote rattle sound definitely created the mood. Actually, I've been in sweat lodge ceremonies, but I've never been myself in a peyote ceremony. But I think what happens, the main thing that happens, is there's a lot of praying going on. And there's a lot of compassion that goes on between the members of the peyote circle, and prayers for their well-being and for the world in general. It's kind of like a little hub that is sending out vibrations to the rest of the world, to healing vibrations to the rest of the world. So for this piece, that was a good way to begin, that you begin with a prayer, you begin with an invocation.
There's a very joyous and a melodic section called Royal Wedding. And I swear at the beginning of it I could hear echoes of the wedding march. That may just be my imagination, but where did that tune come from?
Very good ear. It's kind of a little play on the wedding march, the theme. It isn't the wedding march exactly, but it definitely will remind you of it. This particular movement, a couple of my good friends, Michael Harrison and Marina, were getting married during this period, and they asked me to come and play at their wedding. And they wanted me to play pipe organ at their wedding in a Greek church here in New York. And so I was preparing this thing, and at the same time I was writing The Cusp of Magic, and I just thought, wait a minute, this is going to go into the quartet. It's definitely in part of the feeling of, you know, even though I hadn't been planning to have this movement as part of the quartet.
It's great to play the bells, too. You always feel better after you play bells.
Why is that?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah, maybe that's it, you know, and something good is going to happen if you play bells.
Terry, you've been composing for a long time. You've influenced a lot of musicians. Some people call you the father of minimalism, mainly because of your piece In C from 1964. And there was a critic suggested the whole point of your music is, and I'm quoting here, transformation and transport. Would you agree with that?
Well, that would be a goal. Definitely one of my goals would be that music should somehow change our lives if we practice it enough. It'll make us better people. And by that token, if we give our music to the world, it should help other people in changing their lives.
Composer Terry Riley joined us from the Carnegie Hall Studios in New York. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Kronos violinist David Harrington and pipa player Wu Man joined us from the studios of Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Thank you both for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kronos Quartet and Wu Man's CD of Terry Riley's The Cusp of Magic is on Nonesuch Records. To hear excerpts and discover a lot more classical music, check out our music website at npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.